We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 8:05. It's time for Food Stuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convey. Food Stuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations and a fifth coming soon to Ballpark Village. Guys, it's here. It is National Cheeseburger Day. I would love to see the total of all the money I've spent on cheeseburgers in my entire life. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have one every morning for breakfast.
What?
Really?
From where? Oh, yeah. Different places? Or you made one or what?
I used to always be Steak and Shake.
Really?
Wow.
When you say used to, do you mean like up until 6 months ago?
No, I would say that trend stopped about, maybe about a year and a half or so ago, because when I say I would have one every morning, that was on the way to work. So it was in the 4 a.m. hour. And it got to the point where in a two-week stretch, there is a particular location that I went to. In a two-week stretch, the drive-thru was open 2 times out of 10. So it's just like, I'm not even, that's just where I stopped. I mean, I couldn't depend on it anymore. So
Steak and Shake has really dropped the ball, and it bums me out because I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
Yeah.
Lance, I there's not a lot of people I'd trade lives with, but I think you're high on the list.
Yeah.
Just because of cheeseburgers?
No, just everything. You're living life on your own terms, and I couldn't respect it more.
Oh, well, thanks.
Cheeseburgers for breakfast, dancing with the stars at night, hanging out with number three. Just saying, it sounds good. Cheeseburger, like every delicious food, invented by mistake, they say. This guy in Pasadena, California, was working at his dad's hamburger stand, Lionel Sternberger. He burned one side of a burger, so he covered it up with cheese. And hence the cheeseburger was born. There's no way that's true.
I don't know.
Sternberger was full of it. Everybody knew it.
Yeah.
Take credit for this. People prefer American cheese over cheddar cheese. What are you guys into cheese-wise?
Oh, I like cheddar.
Really?
Yeah, I will say that sometimes when I go to the Fox and Hounds Tavern inside the...
Cheshire?
Oh, yeah, couldn't think of the name of the hotel. I get a burger there with Stilton cheese and English cheese, and it's pretty good.
Wow, what's that cost? $300?
minus about $292.
Okay. Lance, favorite cheeseburger in town?
For a long time it was Steak and Shake. Then when I couldn't get them, it was Burger King for a while. Wow. And I would say it's been a really long time since I've had a cheeseburger. My favorite probably... believe it or not, is at Brasserie in the West End. I know that's a French restaurant, but they have a mean cheeseburger.
I always hear that. I'm a big Carl's guy as well.
Oh, yeah. Carl's is so good. Yeah.
Fiance's been to Carl's just once, and it was without me. Right?
Scandalous.
Yeah, she went without me. It's confirming that. You know the Jimmy Buffett song, Cheeseburger in Paradise? It sounds like this.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
I mean, is there worse music than Jimmy Buffett? We got to all be honest with ourselves. It is as bad as it gets. But I will tell you, it was inspired by an actual meal. He'd been forced to eat canned food and peanut butter while stuck on a boat in the Caribbean. When he eventually made it to land, he headed to a restaurant and he ordered a cheeseburger. Ah, Buffett, what a genius. Speaking of burgers, how about this? Burger King put the Whopper recipe on the wrappers, and they've announced that Whoppers no longer have any artificial preservatives. That's a big deal.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you're my sister and you're obsessed with that stuff. But that is a big deal. Not easy for them to do. Remember not too long ago they announced that they were changing its cow's diet to a less flatulent
yes.
one, and they made that really weird commercial mm-hmm. that gives me nightmares. Anyway, they're doing all kinds of stuff. So now the new wrapper just says 100% flame-grilled beef, tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, ketchup, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Huh. No word on the bun has to have some stuff.
No, they're saying no.
Flavors or preservatives from artificial.
85% of their permanent menu now are free of artificial flavors, colors, and preservatives.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. They're trying to hit 100% by the beginning of 2021, which is right around the corner. No wow. preservatives at Burger King?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Good for them. Or artificial yeah. coloring? What about sodas, then? Don't sodas have...
All they, of that,
they,
yeah.
At the very least, they've yeah. got coloring in there. Are they just going to stop serving brand-name sodas? Oh,
look there, Pepsi Clear coming back.
Yeah, right. That's
I'm willing
food.
To bet Pepsi Clear has even weirder stuff in it.
Right.
Probably.
Permanent menu item. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how yeah. do you tackle soda, then?
Yeah, I don't know. Good for them, though.
Hmm.
Another announcement from a big chain. TGI Fridays announced that their potato skins are running for president.
As they should.
I'm just going to let that sit there. Potatoskinforpresident.com if you're interested. You don't need details.
I want potato skins on the side of my cheeseburger, though.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, speaking of potatoes... I think they'd make a good vice president. I mean, but it's a side item. You know what I mean?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Compliments yeah, the main dish.
Thing. Get on somebody's ticket is what I would say. Yeah. You know, take a look at 2024 potato skins. And finally, Halloween candy sales are actually up this year.
Ooh.
But it's only the middle of September. So they're up 25% from where they were last year, according to the National Confectioners Association.
That's high, though. That's
I apologize.
Jump.
13% over this time last year,
oh.
and then chocolate 25% this year. But I think, Jen, you were making this point the other day, that people are so ready to kind of focus on something else and bring on the holidays and whatever that they're probably out there spending money. I think stores, same thing, are probably mm-hmm. pushing that stuff yep. a little bit earlier than normal.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously it's a weird thing because supposedly trick-or-treating is canceled, at least in some parts of the country. We'll see what happens as it plays out, but I think people are out there buying it.
Yeah, you're stressed out and you walk through, you know, the drugstore and you see that the Halloween candy's already out. You're totally
buying
that
and stressing it. You pick up a pack of Baby Ruths? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's fine. Nothing to get stressed out about. And in fact, just listen to Jimmy Buffett again.
Oh, God.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Food stops.
He likes his with onions and tomatoes.
All your problems just disappear because you sit there going, who likes this guy?
It is pretty, it's pretty bad.
I can tell you at least a couple of people, Tim, his accountant, his financial planner.
His mother.
I know.
His agent, his manager.
There are cheeseburger in paradise retirement communities.
Yeah.
No, he's very rich.
Right, yes.
I know.
And I'm sure he's a perfectly nice guy. But his music's terrible.
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This
I mean,
is
real bad.
Yeah, it's not good. 73 the high today, 71 tomorrow, 73 on Sunday. And like I said earlier, down to the 40s overnight. 57 now in St. Louis. And Lance with another look at traffic.
I just really quick looked up Jimmy Buffett's net worth at $600 million.
Wasting away again.
Wow.
Yep. You buy
He's
a lot
done
of cheeseburgers.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, Westbound 270, are you doing okay?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.